Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to third. Estilella moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall scores. Estilella moves to third. Siebert moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hall scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutteridge for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. There goes Hayworth. The throw from Rosar to second, and Hayworth is out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estolella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards short. Brancato reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Moore reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-3 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to third. Hall moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge bunts towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosar for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler pinch hits for Joe Berry. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Fowler reaches third base with a triple. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 4 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fowler scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.